stamp on your hat or on your mother, on your toothbrush, and everything that's helpless.
Heard Jerry Garcia and David Grisman with A Horse Named Bill. Garcia was a musician from California, best known as a main member of the Grateful Dead. Grisman is a mandolinist who combines folk, jazz, and bluegrass in a genre he calls dog music. That's off the recently released compilation album Bare Bones Volume 1, the duo recordings. It's a well-known nonsense folk song, likely popularized through Carl Sandburg's American Songbag, an anthology of American folk songs published in 1927. Before that, we heard Stompin' Tom Connors with Don't Fence Me In. He was a musician from New Brunswick, known for a number of classic songs like Bud the Spud and the Hockey Song. Don't Fence Me In is a popular song written in 1934 by Cole Porter and Robert Fletcher for the unproduced film Adios Argentina. It was later repurposed for the 1944 film Hollywood Canteen, in which it's sung by Roy Rogers. That's from the fourth volume of unreleased songs by Connors, titled Let's Smile Again, from 2021. Before that, we heard Buddy Wuss's name and the other fellers with Peggy Gordon. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKOW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And if you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at ckowbarkingdog@gmail.com or go to my website at julianacyoung.com. Here's one now from Nimrod Workman. He was an American singer, coal miner, and union organizer who spent much of his life in West Virginia. He worked as a coal miner for 42 years until he had to retire because he contracted black lung. After his retirement, he advocated for miners with black lung and also became known as a folk singer. He performed all around the Appalachian region and at the Smithsonian Folklife Festival in Washington. He also received a National Heritage Fellowship from the United States National Endowment for the Arts, the highest honor in folk art in the United States. He died in 1994 at the age of 99. This one, 42 Years, comes from the 1974 album Passing Through the Garden, which was the first release on the June Apple Recordings label. It's his own song, and it was included in the opening scenes of the 1976 documentary Harlan County, USA.
For 42 years, I worked in a coal mine, and I've got had 13 children, 49 grandchildren. I composed this song and made it where that I'd worked and bruised my knees, down coal mines, knee pads. This song is 42 years. For 42 years is a mighty long time to labor and toil down in a coal mine. But down in that deep hole, where the bright light did glow, back in a dark room, I was fading up cold. My bones, they did ache me, my kneecaps got bad, down on that hard rock, on a set of knee pads. That motor were shifting, I got sand in my heart. Both rungs were broke down from breathing bad air. They sent me to the city to find a new job. I went to a doctor, and I heard him say, both lungs is broke down, you've seen your best day. Both lungs are broke down, you've seen your best day. Go back to that coal mine, where they got to this way. Went back to that coal mine, and my boss man did say, the company don't want you, compensation won't pay. The doctors have told us, dust didn't get you this way.
Went to the defense factory, trying to find some work to do. Had the nerve to tell me, black boy, nothing here for you. My father died fighting across the sea. Mama said his dying never helped her or me. I'll tell you, brother, well, it sure don't make no sense when a Negro can't work in the national defense. Some democracy to defend.
Got to keep drifting along. So long to the kicking horse canyon, where our shovel and pick days are through. We'll bid farewell to the old cement mixer and that rotten old foreman that we knew. So long to the dusty old boxcars, where we froze our tootsies away. Oh, send our mail away down the trail. So long to the kickin' horse canyon. Oh, send our mail away down the trail. So long to the kickin' horse canyon.
We just heard the McMillan's Camp Boys with So Long to the Kicking Horse Canyon. They're a band originally from British Columbia, now based in Nova Scotia. That's from their EP, So Long to the Kicking Horse Canyon, and other folk songs, which they released in August. The Kicking Horse Canyon lies between Golden and Lake Louise in BC, and the musician Stanley Triggs adapted the song himself from an old cowboy tune after a rough time pouring concrete with a construction gang in minus 42 degree weather. Before that, we heard Josh White with Defense Factory Blues. He was an American musician who started playing music in the late 1920s and gained fame as a blues, jazz, and folk musician, as well as a film and Broadway actor. That's his own song from 1941. Before that, we heard Nimrod Workman with 42 Years. We'll hear one now from Martha Schlama. She was an Austrian-American singer and actress. This one, Yodel Song, is from her 1954 album, German Folk Songs, which features Pete Seeger accompanying her on the banjo. This is a song from the Bodensee region of Germany, which borders Austria and Switzerland.
Thank you. leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He'll surely bring you round. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. If this world from you withholds all its silver and its gold, then you'll have to get along, make a fast. Just remember in His word how He fed the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He'll surely bring you. Take your burden to the Lord. If your body suffers pain and your health you can't regain, and your soul is almost sinking in the spat, God knows the pain you feel. He can save you, He can heal. Take your burden to the Lord. Leave it there. When you're in the mid-sail and your heart begins to fail, don't forget there's a God in heaven. Answer a prayer. He will make a way for you, and He'll lead you safely through. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Your burden to the Lord, leave it there. Well, it's when your youthful days are gone and old age is stealing on, and your body have been beneath the weight of care. He will never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, He'll surely bring you. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there. When your mother leave you here, all the sorrow you must bear, but seeing that all the friends you have is gone, when you feel like you're all alone, God will take you in His own. Take your burden to the Lord, leave it there.
Was Arvella Gray with Take Your Burden to the Lord. He was a blues, gospel, and folk musician from Texas who spent the latter half of his life busking in Chicago. Bob Dylan stated that he learned many of his early songs from Gray. That's from his only album, The Singing Drifter, from 1973. The song's a spiritual composed by African-American minister Charles A. Tindley in 1916. Before that, we heard Judy Dibble with Satisfied Mind. She was an English musician, best known as a founding member of the band Fairport Convention. That's off the 2015 album Anthology Part 1. It's a country song written by Jack Rhodes and Red Hayes in 1947. And before that, we heard Martha Schlama with Yodel Song. Here's one now from Nina Bartley Finn. This is a field recording made by the folklorist Helen Creighton in Dartmouth, Nova Scotia in 1943. It's a popular English murder ballad called Cruel Mother, and it dates back to at least the early 1600s.
There was a lady came from York, all alone, alone and alone-y. She fell in love with her father's clerk, down by the greenwood siding. When 9 months was gone and past, all alone, alone and alone-y. Then she had two pretty babes born, all alone, alone and alone. She leaned her back against a wall, all alone, alone and alone. And there her two pretty babes were born, all alone, alone and alone. She cut the top knot from her head, all alone, alone and alone, and tied those babies' arms and legs, all alone, alone and alone. She took her penknife keen and sharp, all alone, alone and alone, and pierced those babies' tender. She buried them under a marble stone, all alone, alone and alone. And then she said she would go home, all alone, alone and alone. As she was a-going in her father's home, all alone, alone and alone, she espied those babes a-playing at a if thou wast mine, all alone, alone and alone, I would dress you up in silk so fine, all alone, alone and alone. Oh, mother dear, when we were thine, all alone, alone and alone, you did not dress us up in silk so fine. You took your top knot from your head, all alone, alone and alone, and tied us baby's arms and legs, all alone, alone and alone. Then you took your penknife sharp, all alone, alone and alone, and pierced us baby's tender. It's 7 years to roll a stone, all alone, alone and alone, and 7 years to toll a bell, all alone, alone and alone. It's mother dear, oh, we can tell, all alone, alone and alone, whether your portion is heaven or hell, all alone, alone and alone.
If you call my name another child of God gone home. Yes, another child of God. Yes, another child of God. Yes, another child of God. Going home. Oh, yeah. When the choir began to sing and the church bell began to ring, yes, another child of God going home. There are so many people whom I used to know. They live and suffer in this world below, but now they are gone over on the other shore. Yes, another child of God gone home. Yes, another child of God. Yes, another child of God. Yes, another child of God. Go home, oh yeah. When the choir began to sing and the church bell began to ring, yes, another child of God gone home.
This is Alex Cohut, and you're listening to my favorite radio show. This is Barking Dog at Winnipeg CKUW 95.9 FM with your host, Julietta Young.
Come all you fair and tender ladies, take warning how you court young men. They're like the star of a summer's morning. They'll first appear, then they're gone. They'll tell to you some lovely story and make you think their love is true, and then fastened it with a silver pin. Oh, do you remember when first we courted and your head lay upon my breast? You could make me believe by the falling of your arm that the sun rose in the west. Come all you
summer's morning, they'll first appear, and then they're gone.
That was Molly Scott with Come All Ye Fair and Tender Ladies. She's a folk singer, poet, psychologist, and educator who began her career in New York City and had her own children's TV show on CBS called Around the Corner. That's from her 1961 album, Waitin' on You and Other Folk Songs. It's a traditional Appalachian ballad. Before that, we heard Reverend Pearly Brown with Another Child of God Gone Home. He was a blues musician from Georgia who was known mainly as a street performer. He was blind from birth, but received an education at a school for blind people and completed 8 grades in 6 years. He was later ordained a minister and began singing on the streets in 1939. That's off his 1975 album, It's a Mean Old World to Try to Live In. Before that, we heard Nina Bartley Finn with Cruel Mother. Here's one now from Bob Zentz, a Virginia musician who specializes in historical maritime music and has a repertoire of over 2,000 songs. This one, Bob, is from the 2017 album Together Again for the First Time, which Zentz recorded live with his friend Gordon Bach, who we heard earlier, at the Old Town School of Folk Music in Chicago in 1979. The song was written by Jack Clement and Vincent Matthews for the Willis Brothers, who recorded it in 1967.
Thanks for the bread and board, Bob. I enjoyed my stay, but I got just a little bit bored, Bob. I'll be on my way. I see you got yourself a job, Bob. That's not for me. Got yourself a job, Bob, while I'm still free. But remember them good old days down in New Orleans, Bob, and them Cajun queens. But now your wife's looking at me kinda hard, Bob, she thinks I'm mean. See, you got yourself a housewife, Bob, and a house note too. Reclining chairs and phone bills, Bob, but that's not for you. Well, I'm headed out L.A. way, Bob, there ain't no fare. All the freight pulls out today, Bob, do you dare? But remember them good old times out in the Frisco yards, Bob, on the cold hard ground. Now your wife's looking at me kinda hard, Bob, well, I see you round. So thanks for the bread and board, Bob, I enjoyed my stay. But just forget all the talk, Bob, about the good old days. I think your wife's just a little bit scared, Bob, that you want to be free. But you and I both know, Bob, you're better off than me. But remember them good old days down in New Orleans, Bob, and them Cajun queens. Now your wife's looking at me kind of hard, Bob, she thinks I'm mean. And remember them good old days out in the Frisco yards, Bob, on a cold hard ground. Now your wife's looking at me kinda hard, Bob, well I'll see you around, I'll see you around.
Aha, oh no, don't let the rain come down. Aha, oh no, don't let the rain come down. Aha, oh no, don't let the rain come down. My roof's got a hole in it and I might drown. Oh yes, my roof's got a hole in it and I might drown. There was a crooked man and he had a crooked smile. Had a crooked sixpence and he walked a crooked mile. Had a crooked cat and he had a crooked mouse. They all lived together in a crooked little house. Ah ha, oh no, don't let the rain come down. Ah ha, oh no, don't let the rain come down. Ah ha, oh no, don't let the rain come down. My roof's got a hole in it and I might drown. Oh yes, my roof's got a hole in it and I might drown. The crooked little man and his crooked little smile took his crooked sixpence and he walked a crooked mile. Brought a crooked nails and some crooked little bat. Tried to fix his roof with a rat-a-tat-a-tat. Ah ha, oh no, don't let the rain come down. Ah ha, oh no, don't let the rain come down. Ah ha, oh no, don't let the rain come down. My roof's got a hole in it and I might drown. Oh yes, my roof's got a hole in it and I might drown. Now the crooked little man and his crooked cat and mouse all live together in a crooked little house. Has a crooked door with a crooked little latch. Had a crooked roof with a crooked little patch. Ah ha, oh no, don't let the rain come down. Ah ha, oh no, don't let the rain come down. Ah ha, oh no, don't let the rain come down. My roof's got a hole in it and I might drown. Oh yes, my roof's got a hole in it and I
danger ahead, danger behind. I am glad that I have not blown it this time. I will live my days in the old highway of love. Danger ahead, danger behind. Rejoice that we can find each other when we make the time. We can live our days in the old highway of love. I have taken high roads alone. I have had to stop and pay the toll. Why is there so much stop and go on the old highway of love? There's rust and dents gone soft in the brakes. Our love is a model that cannot be replaced. We will live our days in the old highway of love. Center must hold, we mustn't fall apart. All of this relies upon the marriage of our hearts. We can live our days in the old highway of love. We will live our days in the old highway.
Was Old Man Ludica from Chester, Nova Scotia, with Old Highway of Love off his 2015 album Domestic Eccentric, which he recorded inside a cabin he built in his backyard. Before that, we heard Valerie Lopez with Don't Let the Rain Come Down. I couldn't find any information at all about Valerie Lopez, but the song is based on the nursery rhyme There Was a Crooked Man, and it was first recorded by Jimmy Rogers in 1960, though it gained popularity through the Serendipity Singers' 1964 version. Before that, we heard Bob Zentz with Bob. We'll hear one now from Mississippi Fred McDowell. He was a hill country blues musician, originally from Tennessee, though he moved to Mississippi in 1928 and farmed there full-time while playing music on the weekends. His music caught the attention of producers and blues fans in the early 1960s due to the recordings that Alan Lomax and Shirley Collins had made of him while traveling across the southern states. Within a couple of years of that attention, he became a professional musician and recording artist who played at folk festivals and toured clubs around the world. He recorded this one, Red Cross Store Blues, at his home in Como, Mississippi, in April of 1962.
Well, I ain't going down to that Red Cross. Don't know why, Lord, I ain't going down to that Red Cross. Lord, Red Cross people should have Lord,
wanna die easy, Lord, when I die. Rocks of ancient have I tried through privileged time. But I wanna die easy, Lord, when I die. I wanna die easy, Lord, when I die. Rocks of ancient have I tried, through river and hard drive. I wanna die easy, Lord, when I die. Yes, I wanna die easy, Lord, when I die. All I ask my friend to do is eat a pillow for under my head. Oh, I want to die easy, Lord, when I die. Nobody can tell me what I must want to do.
Robert Pete Williams with I Want to Die Easy. He was a Louisiana blues musician born in 1914. He played at small community events after buying a guitar and played in the lumber yards where he worked between the 30s and 50s. In 1956, he was discovered in Louisiana State Penitentiary by two ethnomusicologists who recorded him playing songs about prison life. The ethnomusicologists Harry Oster and Richard Allen pressured the parole board into issuing a pardon for Williams, and in December of 1958 he was released into servitude parole, where he had to work 80 hours of labor a week with only room and board for compensation. His music was becoming popular by this time, and in 1964 he played at the Newport Folk Festival. He toured the United States in 1965 and Europe in 1966. I Want to Die Easy is a traditional African-American spiritual. Before that, we heard Winnie Winston with John Henry. He was an award-winning pedal steel and banjo player from New York City who played with artists like Bill Monroe, Steve Goodman, and the Greenbrier Boys. That's from the 1964 compilation album Old Time Banjo Project, released by Elektra Records. And before that, we heard Mississippi Fred McDowell with Red Cross Store Blues. I've got a few more tunes for you before I leave you for the week, but first I'd like to remind you that you can access the archives for this show and many others online anytime at ckuw.ca/programs. I post a high-quality recording of the show to stream or download, and the notes I make about the music we play, over at my website, julianacyoung.com. If you head over there, you can also find a list of themed episodes we've done over the years, including songs about dogs, songs about food, and songs about hobos. You can sign up for my newsletter there as well, where I'll send you a monthly roundup of interesting links I've come across during my research. If you want to get in touch, you can reach me at ckuwbarkingdog@gmail.com. I'll leave you with one from Blind Willie McTell. He was a Piedmont blues and ragtime artist who made many recordings with different companies under different names, but never had a major hit. This song, Goodbye Blues, is from his last recording session, recorded in Atlanta in September of 1956. Take care.
Don't get mad with me if I talk in my sleep. Don't get mad with me if I talk in my sleep. Cause you might say something, good girl, and call you to weep. Sure as a bird flying there above. Just as sure as a bird flying there above. Life ain't worth a darn, you ain't worth the one you love. If you talk in your sleep, woman, don't you mention my name. Now if you talk in your sleep, woman, don't mention my name. Cause if you do, you might drive my heart insane. Says my head ain't much, but it just flutters around. Says my head ain't much, but it just flutters around. But I can entertain you, baby, from your apron binding drown. I know you wondering what I'm gonna say to you. I realize you're wondering, you got me all confused. But I'm leaving you this morning with those goodbyes.